Hi there. The word for today is celebrate yourself, because God does. Zephaniah 3 verse 17 says that God celebrates and sings because of you. Isn't that a great promise? Some of us think so little of ourselves that we'd rather be in a bad relationship than none at all. But being around people doesn't guarantee you won't feel lonely. Actually, being with the wrong people guarantees that you'll end up feeling empty and used. Until you overcome your fear of being alone and wait for God to give you the right relationships, you'll continue to feel lonely. Sometimes loneliness is more about not liking yourself than about not having people around who like you. Otherwise, why would you spend so much energy avoiding rejection instead of building healthy relationships? Perhaps you think if you don't get involved, you won't get hurt. Or you're afraid to open up in case people criticize you for sharing anything personal. Such anxieties just contribute to your sense of isolation. Motivational speaker Zig Ziglar put it this way: what you picture in your mind will go to work to accomplish. So when you change your pictures, you automatically change your performance. So, two things. One, you need a true picture of how God sees you. Paul gives it to us, Ephesians 1 verse 11, the Living Bible: because of what Christ has done, we have become gifts that God delights in. And Zephaniah writes, he celebrates and sings because of you, and he will refresh your life with his love. Here's the second thing. You need a true picture of yourself. David writes, Psalm 139 verse 13, you put me together inside my mother's body, and I praised you because of the wonderful way you created me. Everything, including me, that you do, is marvelous. Now, having these two pictures clearly in mind stops you from operating with a devalued self-image and enables you to ask for what you need in a relationship. That's the word for you today.